Hello, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radioland, all you cats and skittles. Well, this is Not So Shy John, come to entertain you for the next 2 hours, live and in person here. It's Wednesday, May the 23rd? Is that right? Yeah, Wednesday, May the 23rd. It's just after 3 p.m., 3:07, so I'm almost on time. Woo! And life has been, it's had its ups and downs this past week, but I've had some good things occur. Oh, and speaking of parties, here at Kill Radio, we have been called upon once again to do volunteer work for the Silver Lake Jubilee at this coming weekend. Over in Silver Lake, it will be on Myra Avenue. Myra Avenue peels off of, somewhere around Virgil and Santa Monica Boulevard, and it goes underneath Sunset Boulevard. And you'll see live rock and roll and all kinds of designer hot trucks and beer gardens, which Kill Radio people will be manning one way or another. I understand that the beer vendors this year have provided their own pourers. Yet we will still be there volunteering our help and probably policing the area and making sure everyone is behind the fence while they swill their beer. I'm looking forward to having a real good time this weekend. And let's see what else happened to me. Last night, I was sitting here all by my lonesome, checking my email here at Kill Radio using the Wi-Fi. And it was at night, and a young lady came knocking at the door. And I met a really lovely woman whose name is Lainey. And I guess she used to have a show here on Monday night for a long time. Her and her boyfriend, the story goes, they broke up. And she came around. She wasn't even sure why. Just came to Kill Radio late at night. I don't know, maybe she missed the company. And we met, and I managed to talk her into coming back to my place, and I fixed dinner, and we had a wonderful dinner of stir fry and rice and vegetables, and just enjoyed each other's company. Well, she fell asleep, and old Shy John, being the perfect gentleman, left her to sleep. She had a very sad occasion to attend to this morning. I understand she had to go to a funeral for a very close friend of hers, and she was mad because apparently this person who died tragically of pneumonia at age 44 was a member of the band Possum Dixon. And she said a lot of people are going to be attending the funeral who were fans of the band, which broke up 20 years ago. And they're going to be holding him up, in the Hollywood style of his fame and the impression that he made on them back at that time and what a wonderful band they were. I'm not that familiar with Possum Dixon, but she was saying, this guy was her friend right up until the end, and she was his friend after this band experience, and she knew the man, and she knew his character, and he was really good to her, and they were good friends, and so she misses him terribly, and she's got resentment, I think, for all of those fame followers who want to revere the band and revere the man, pickled in the memory of how he was 20 years ago. So, things that we go through here in Los Angeles. And what else is new? Not much else. Not much on the real job front. I found out that the Venice Family Clinic won't see me anymore because of my highly paid income on unemployment. Puts me over the top to be able to avail myself of their medical services. So what's left? What's left for the people at the bottom? The people who don't have insurance coverage or the blessing and benefit of a full-time job and an employer who is going to provide you with those kinds of medical benefits. I mean, where do we go now? What do we do? Los Angeles is a big city, and it's a very expensive city to live in, and people do fall through the cracks. I heard this morning also the statistic that there is somewhere between 50,000 and 90,000 homeless people in L.A. County. And I would aim high on that figure because they don't make themselves readily known because all they meet is trouble in the institutional world. So so they have no interest, a lot of them. It's not like they've given up on looking for work. It's the fact that they are indeed unemployable. It's not that they've turned their back on society. I think society has turned its back on them, and there's no safety net. You're on your own. People, you have to help one another. It's a sad state of affairs. Well, and speaking of sad states of affairs, how about that recent news that came out from the Census Bureau? The fact that Caucasian people, the Caucasian birth rate, has now been officially outnumbered nationwide by all of the other races. Now, that is all of the other races combined, but I think it's a bit of an ego blow to quote-unquote whitey-white people, all you tidy-whitey people out there. But it is a reflection of something that, an observation that I made quite some time ago, in that the white women in the urban cities are messed up in the head, and they're no longer interested in just falling in love with a nice guy. And I'm here to tell you, they look at your income, they look at your age, they look at your station in life, and they read those things a lot more loudly and clearly in bold letters than they read what's in a person's heart. And meanwhile, every day of the week, every hour of the day, I see little Hispanic children going by, and little black children going by, and little Asian children going by. And yes, indeed, the little white children are in a vast minority, because relationships have become so complicated, and the society so demanding, and the recession so enforced, the job market so slim, the opportunities so few, that the women are not interested in a nice guy anymore. That's no longer a major criteria. That I think they'll put up with an asshole if he's got a high income. And I was just having conversations with my Pakistani friend, who also provides me with a lot of insight into the way Americans are, maybe from the position of someone from another culture, who is acclimating himself to our culture. He tells me he's a born-again Christian. But, you know, I get a lot of my reflections from him. Oh, well, enough pontificating for the day. I really don't have a lot of stuff to read to you. And, I wanted to say, too, that if you're looking for my podcast of last week, you're not going to find it because it failed to record. So this one will go to podcast. I have some nice music here for you, and I'm looking forward to playing it. Oh, let's go for Cop Shoot Cop. Ask Questions Later. First cut on the album is called Surprise, Surprise. So the whole show is going to be a surprise today. All right, enjoy. We'll be right back.
government lies.
Stick around. How'd you like to be that meat? Bleeding for pennies in the dirt on your knees. The radio's a roll. The radio's a roll. Pick up the phone. You're always alone. Keep ringing, keep singing. There's nobody home. 10 liquor shots from a cockroach ride. Rub up some filth and I think I'm alive. Pick a card from the deck and pretend to believe. They can swim in the jar and be just like me. This life sucks twice. It looks real good, but it stinks on ice. Real ripe escargot. Under the table where it doesn't show. Down in the basement where the kids won't go. Not on the mark, you know the smell. With a world like this, who needs the hell? Try to be discreet. Drop the pamphlets in the street. Scream like a banshee, laugh like a loon. Ran down the alley, spit at the moon. Quarter of them behind me can't make me drop. I quit this jump and I'm a flat dead frog. You touch me, dad, I'll stick you cop. You kill my dog, I'll waste you pop. Mm-hmm. of a tone. Light up a cone, there's a wingtip above us, we ain't alone. Look past the cage and I hate what I see. Maggot in the mirror just drills back at me. And he says temporary, stick around for a week. Suck on this powder, we get us a geek. Do not try to be discreet. Got my eyes on the carnage feet. Kick down the star, spit on the wall. The head off a bullet, jump over the wall. Dead pigeon. You won't come again, but I can kill him again. Listen, kid, you got anything figured out so close? What sense is it all? Like, what's that? Shoe would put us in this goddamn stinking slaughterhouse of a world. Some guy that like to tear the wings off flies. We're just as there and living and starving and fighting the next guy for a full belly into the nut house and the biggest loonies are at the top. Reaching out into nothing and no end to it. The rotten, stinking, useless life we get jerked into and jerked out of. It's nothing but a. We come like a breath of wind over the fields of morning. We go like a lamp flame caught by a blast from a darkened window. In between the journey from table to table, bottle to bottle, suck, swallow, lip trying to mash life into us like an amoeba. Somebody lets us loose like a toad out of a matchbox. And we jump and jump and jump, and the guy's always behind us. And when he gets tired, he stomps us to death. And I got squirt out on each side of his boot. All merciful providence, you son of a bitch. Look at the marks. Where did he come from? God only knows. He was found on an uninhabited island 500 miles off the coast of Florida. My friends, in this enclosure you will see one of the unexplained mysteries of the universe. Is he man or is he beast? You will see him living in his natural habitat among the most venomous reptiles that the world provides. Why he fondles those serpents as a mother would fondle her babes. He neither eats nor drinks, but lives entirely on the atmosphere. And we're going to feed him one more time. There will be a slight additional charge for his attraction, but it's not a dollar, it's not a quarter, it's a cold, thin dime. 10 pennies, 2 nickels, the tenth part of a dollar. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
We make love in the Chrysler Building, lift our glasses to the sky, turn on the radio and say bye-bye. Hollandaise is washed to sea. Dutch to you, a treat for me. We share some laughs as the urine passes through. Fun in the fundus with you. Ho! wreck the car, hitting around in the mausoleum, doing a round in the mausoleum. Having quite a blast as the waltzy system passed. Fun in the fundus with you. Fun in the fundus. Fun in the fundus. Fun in the fundus with you.
And you've been listening to the Adult Contemporary Easy Listening Sounds of Fred Lane. And now that we're in the Fred file, we're going to go back to a little Fred Eagle Smith.
Hank Williams, he came up from Montgomery with heart full country songs. But Nashville, Tennessee didn't really understand him, 'cause he did things differently than the way that they were done. But when he finally made it to the Grand Ole Opry, he made it stand still. He ended up on alcohol and pills. Elvis Presley, he came up from Jackson with a brand new way of singing, Lord, and a brand new way of dancing. And even from the waist up, Lord, he gave the world a thrill. He ended up on alcohol and pills.
Fame doesn't take away the pain, it just
My neighbor's car got stole last night, right out of his driveway. We heard the dogs a barking, we never paid him any mind. Mary says she's gonna lock the door from now on when we go away. And I've been walking around this farm, I wonder. The kids. She's never known anybody had a gun, and her daddy never did. But I think it should be up to me, 'cause when it's all said and done, somebody's gotta walk into the night. Well, I'm gonna be that one. Time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking.
Enough of that cheerfulness from the heartland of America. I don't want to bring you too up with all this upbeat music. So let's hear a little tale from Mr. George Thorogood on the topic of, shall we say, domestic tranquility, huh?
Give it back, my that noise and disjoint is unearthly. And soon I awkwardly say, oh, look, there it is, my whole life in the ashtray. I can go back to her that way, cause in blue darkness of the night, she keep imagining one thing, someone stuck his finished knife under my heart. That even though she doesn't show it, she grieves sorely for her son, and often walks out to the road in her old-fashioned coat. And in blue darkness of a night, she keeps imagining one thing, how someone stuck his finished knife under my heart. Sorely for me, I know she's there turning gray for me. Welcome back, she forgive me so. Motherly, motherly, motherly.
In an abandoned warehouse with no lights, just shadows, and soon no rabbits. The purpose of the event is to pass the torch from one generation heavy metal to the next, and there lies in his black leather hunting outfit with a shotgun guitar with spikes coming out of it, Ozzy Fudd, the Rabbit Slayer. In the dead of night, a shimmering white gleam of a blade, and the devil is paid. When the axe comes down, a chilling sound, steel against the head, another rabbit's dead. I'm a rabbit slayer, a guitar player with a nasty habit. Kill the rabbit! I'm a mean mistweeter, a rabbit feaster, and I predict a bloody Easter. A scurrying shadow, and the shadow moves to stab it, and the night air echoes. Kill the rabbit! Kill the rabbit! Kill the rabbit!
any more rabbits around. No more Roger Rabbit, no more Peter Rabbit, no more Playboy Bunny Rabbits.
Be very, very careful.
Kuin noin takkisin, jilliroo kuin. porque día sarkine ganu banan tarih puindo intakisin escalega ki ega hille mare arruga fentu karicha shayotan malle isa kadafona nurraka gunyana waktinerin nanna wanjuru sunani kutana wonu bigu Siddila liga gonyin namminga yag Kuttana wonu bigu mingir nyeda Guru Siddila liga gonyin namminga yag Minga dunyal basunai urhusana Nadi gulti goja minga gasafag Malle isa kadafona nurraka gunyana waktineri nanna wanjuru sunani nubaru Itta hata osa wimbanyila tanyana bera kesudanga tadam feretanum Itta hata osa wimbanyila tanyana Yana bira kesudanga tadam firtadum Ingalaku firgiru itefego jaban Irgilagin nademi hatir kagun Ingalaku firgiru itefego jaban Irgilagin nademi hatir kagun Malle isa kadafona nurraka gunyana waktineri nanna wanjuru suna nubanut Ukiram banyita dummana nubanut Ukiram banyita dum Wallo kiddu kamfa irkichi wella juu Itta hata osa wimbanyila tanyana waktineri nanna wanjuru sunan nubanu
a second. Let me read you some of this stuff here. Notice you can't tell the players without a program, right? Started off the set with Cop Shoot Cop doing Surprise, Surprise. The Government Lies. Follow that up with a little Fred Eagle Smith live, White Trash. Followed by Gary Glitter, the famous pervert, doing The Famous Instigator. Followed by Fred Lane, Two Cuts, Car Radio, Jerome, and Fun in the Fundus with you. Back to Fred Eagle Smith with a little Alcohol and Pills. And Time to Get a Gun. Oh, my. True words are never spoken. Followed by George Thurgood doing Give Me Back My Wig. Then a couple from Gogol Bordello. Hats off to Kolpakoff and Letter to Mother. And I was thinking, well, if you had a House of Prostitution on the web, you would probably call it the Google Bordello, right? Anyway, Green Jelly doing their classic Kill the Wabbit. And that was Hamza El Din, Call for Unity, in a language that most of us don't understand. But in any language, a call for unity is a good call. Now to get back to some good old-fashioned American music. All you people out there who like to speak English and like your words all succinct and perfect and nice, I got a nice little white girl to sing for you. You're going to love this song. It's all about America. Here we go. Thank you.
day. Yeah. What a wonderful day.
And who else could give us a better lesson in Ebonics than Miley Cyrus, right?
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah! Politicians hide themselves away. They only started the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave that up to the poor. Yeah. Time will tell them their power minds. Making war just for fun. Treating people just like pawns in chess. Waiting till the judgment day comes. Yeah. World stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs had the power. Hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On their knees, the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for their sins. Satan laughs and spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
War pigs. Isn't that another name for Republican?
Yeah. funny things, they just doesn't seem the same. Oh, I acting funny, and I doesn't know why. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Purple haze all around. Don't know if I'm going up or down. Am I happy or in misery? Whatever it is, this doll put a spell on me. Just the end of time.
as you're born, they make you feel small. By giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Keep your dog with religion and your sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and you're classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the fool on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
And it just keeps going on and on, like when the Klan marched here a few months ago. How corny are those motherfuckers? I mean, aren't you ready for that to be over with? I mean, I know you are, and you know I am, and they just, yet they keep on doing it, and they keep getting young people to fall into that shit. And I came up with this idea the other day that maybe, you know, because sometimes I get mad at the Klan. I want to, like, go beat them up. Like, that's going to help. They kind of want you to, so they can say, see, we're right. This guy, his conviction isn't pure, and we're standing for the great white right of America. Dun, 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 dun. Or maybe they play it on kazoos. I don't know what the Klan theme is of the Grand Doodah of the Klan. But sometimes you get pissed off, like, fuck, let's just haul them out and just kill them and just dump the bodies or export them to Belgium or something or do something. And then that just makes you as shitty as they are, you know? So I had this idea, the next time the Klan march in Manhattan, and I'm sure they'll come back, because they expected 300 or 400 the last time, 17 showed up, which says to me, pussy boy, you know, stealing your mom's bedsheet and putting it on and running around and being an asshole. But anyway, about 17 showed up, and the retaliation was a few people winged batteries at their heads. Like, oh, but with a cranium that thick, he was like, mother? I mean, they didn't really... occurred to him that anything was really badly going on. So I'm thinking, what do you do to the Klan to enervate them so much it snaps them out of their racial coma and they realize that they're carrying around a bunch of shitty emotional baggage and they should just reassess and see that they're good guys with sprained souls and they should pull themselves out of the ditch and get into the swim and have fun with the rest of us. And so I was thinking, New York being such a vibrant and creative place, The next time the Klan comes, maybe all New Yorkers, well, just the hip ones from Manhattan, just like the, you know, East Village, Soho types, the cool artsy ones, the hipsters, everyone makes their own expressive Klan outfit. And so the Klan marches, and they are besieged by thousands of people, tie-dyed Klan outfits with bitchin' hemlines from the Soho posse, and Klansmen and women of all sexual preferences and denominations and races and creeds and colors, everybody would be in the Klan, and it would totally fuck them up. And the game would be go up to the Grand Dragon and all the rest of them, whip their sheets off, their masks off their head, play kissing tag with them. Like, come and get me! And they would just... They would be... Ah! You guys are just a bunch of posers! We're the real Klan! Like, no, I'm in the Klan too. And everyone would be in the Klan. And they would just... It gets so frustrated. You know? Cause, and then the police would be there to protect everyone from hurting the Klan. But if everyone's in the Klan... The cops, well, they can party too. And the mayor can bring in Ben and Jerry's, free ice cream, cookouts, street bands can play. Yay, the Klan's coming to town. It's so great to see you guys again. Mwah, catch me and run around. And they would just get so pissed off, they would have to go home back to the trailer home parked outside Graceland and knock their wife around for a while, finger bang their daughter, and have to sit down at the table and... Just give the whole thing a big think. You go, oh, well, goddamn it, I can't carry around that goddamn racial hatred anymore. In fact, I've met too many cool swinging people up there, and I just, oh, shit, what the hell have I been doing? I could have been having fun. And so there you go. That was my big idea. But, you know, everyone, I have those ideas all the time. Everyone goes, shut up, Henry. I was in L.A. several months ago between tours, and I logged on to the search engine thing, and I typed in white power. And I found all these websites, white power websites, tons of them. And I went on to a bunch of them. They have, like, these torches with tracts of the Bible and these you know, skull heads going, devil, man, and it's, like, really bad, and it's really depressing. And I logged on to one thing called the ADP, the Aryan Dating Page, where... Aryans go to meet. And every major city had a little, you know, thing you can click on. And I'm in L.A., so I, like, double-clicked on L.A. and to see what's going on in the Aryan dating world of Los Angeles. And so there's 7 Aryan females and 9 Aryan males looking to hook up. And you figure they would have already done it, but somehow they're not together yet. And you can become part of the Aryan dating page in your city. There's a few rules, of course. You have to be white. And you can't be gay. And so those are 2 rules there. So I started theorizing, man, the fun I could have if I got me an Aryan girlfriend via the internet. Because I could start working all my bullshit poetry moves on her, you know? Whip out my Jim Morrison poetry book, Azure. I'll use that one. He always used Azure instead of blue. And whenever you get the poetry girls, if the guy uses Azure, you know he's full of shit. Because it's the only poetic word he knows. And so anyway, I'd be like, you know, dear Helga baby, you know? My Nordic pure Aryan seed is, you know, waiting to hop into your silky Aryan loins to make the next Reich of blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white motherfuckers who will watch MTV and buy Britney Spears and be generally boring and, you know, have shitty lives. And so, you know, I'd be seducing her and, you know, oh, Heinrich, I love your poetry. It means so much to me and all this stuff. And, I'd say to her, you know, music brings people closer together, doesn't it? Because I reckon, here's another shitty theory of mine. I reckon if everybody could agree on more stuff, on really decisive things, then we wouldn't have any more wars. Like if you had Israel versus Palestine on some sandy stretch of desert one day, and you found out that the other side, say you're an Israeli boy, and you're going to go take out some Palestinian boys because your dad and your granddad has... conflicts with the granddads over on the other side, but you don't really know the people you're going to kill, and you don't really know why you're out there, and you're about to go kill some Palestinians for breakfast, and you hear the Ramones wafting over the sand dune. You're like, whoa. Oh, Jacob, listen. The Ramones fans, get out of here. That's Rocket to Russia. I know that record. I love that record. I have that record. it is. Here, hold my rifle. I'm going over there. You know, hop over and like with the Road to Ruin tape. You know, the great fourth album. Fellas, don't shoot. I got Road to Ruin. They're like, you guys are into the Ramones? Well, yeah. Fuck, we're about to shoot the shit out of you guys. Come on, they're all into the Ramones. Woo! By that evening, the hibachis are going. And how can you have an argument that you couldn't work out without fists, you know, if you know the other guy's an Al Green fan? Come on, I mean, you like John Coltrane, right? Then you and I have no problem we can't really solve. You know, like, fuck you, a Love Supreme. Oh. I love you, man. And so I would start seducing this girl by sending her CDs of black artists. And, you know, which would fuck with her at first. But you cannot escape Aretha Franklin. You cannot escape Barry White. You cannot escape, you know, Jimi Hendrix, John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And little by little, I would break her down. Break her down. She's like, till finally she just couldn't take it anymore. And she'd just want to R&B herself over to my place and hop on me. And one by one, I would seduce all the women away from the female side of the Aryan dating page, and it would say, like, Aryan male 7, Aryan female zip. Yay! It's just an idea. But anyway,
Okay, before we go any farther, let me tell you about the last set and introduce the next one. Okay, we started out that set with a little lesson in Ebonics from Miley Cyrus doing Zippity-Doo-Dah. Enjoyed that. And we had All-American Hazy Dixie doing classic Ozzy Osbourne song War Pigs. And then we had Frank Zappa doing Purple Haze. And then that was Blind Melon doing Working Class Hero, followed by my hero Ozzy Osbourne doing Working Class Hero. That little comedy bit there was Henry Rollins doing his bit called Mars Needs Aryans. And that last piece was Herman Brood doing Can't Stop Fooling Myself. Can't Stop Fooling Myself, that things are okay, huh?